This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What up, Snapback fam? Welcome back to another episode of the Snapback Sports Pod. On this episode, we are talking to the fam. The Snapback fam is live with us on Zoom. We're going to promote them one by one into our live Zoom. They're going to bring a question or a debate, and we're going to battle it out with them. And this could be me and a fam member versus Abe. It could be Abe and I versus a fam member, which I'm kind of rooting for. That's going to be the fun. And we just shit all over the life.
And the best part is, if they start like winning the argument, we can just
Kick them out. And that's also the first time Abe's ever talked during the intro, which can show how hype he is. So Snapback fam, let's get it.
Blue Wire.
The Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
I'm a Raven. He's on all year, every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh, he broke his ankles.
A blocked by James.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
Bryant, put the jumper.
What up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Settleman from Snapback Sports. Joining me today, and as always, is my co-host and longtime best friend, Abe Granoff. Abe, are you ready?
I don't need anything. I'm just like, I see some names in here that I recognize from the comments.
Yeah, if you see names, throw them in there. But we're going to promote Jonathan Garay. What up, Jonathan?
Going on, fam?
What's going on?
You live from work right now?
You know it. Absolutely.
There we go.
Where are you?
I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay.
We got a Bucks fan.
Best team in the NBA.
Not where we're going?
I want to get there.
Okay. All right. This is my question.
I'm going to let you guys go at it first before I put in my 1 cent because I don't have 2 cents right now.
Okay.
My question is, why does Steve Kerr get more credit for the Warriors dynasty than Mark Jackson?
I'll start.
Okay. All right. Good question.
Jonathan, have you been listening to the pod as of recently?
I've missed a couple, but not
no
all.
No problem. So during The Last Dance, did you watch the documentary?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. So during The Last Dance, I think it was episode 9 or 10, there was this big Steve Kerr segment. And it was very sad. It talked about his father and losing his father and how that helped him in his MBA and like throughout his life and as a coach. One of my friends wrote in my GroupMe at the time, like, damn, Steve Kerr is the man. I wish he was the Sixers coach because, you know, I'm a Sixers fan. And I said at the time, can we pump the brakes? Like, yeah, Steve Kerr is a great guy. He's a great coach. But what are we sitting here and giving him all this credit for when he's had the best teams pretty much ever, one of the best dynasties ever, just handed to him? Mark Jackson built that, right? He was the original person that called Stephen Clay the greatest backcourt shooting of all time, and everyone thought he was nuts. And now it's a no-brainer that that's the question. And I mean, I understand there's a time and a place where you have to go and move on from the coaching decision, but I'm totally with you that Steve Kerr is maybe getting a little too much credit. Like, not only did Mark Jackson build it,
is that because the Bucks coach doesn't get credit, or what's the distaste?
What do you mean, Bud wouldn't coach?
No, not for you. I'm asking Jonathan. Like,
Bud has always gotten credit for when he had, was it 4 All Stars on the 2016, I think it was.
Al Horford.
I mean, no, that's never been done. Even on the Spurs, if you think about it, there's never been 4 that have been considered all-stars. And there's never been a 4-way tie for players of the month, which the Hawks starting, 4 out of the 5 have.
Wow.
But what's really crazy, and I think is very interesting, is that the main cog that makes the Warriors different, even though Steph and Clay are perfect, I mean, it's amazing, but what makes them really different is the edge that Draymond brings. And anybody here's the thing, I'm giving all the credit in the world for Clay and Steph. I'm giving them 90%. No problem. They'd be in the Western Conference Finals every year. No problem. The thing that makes them different is the fact that Mark Jackson said, I know you guys can shoot. Let's see you play D. Let's see the second rounder in Draymond Green. Let's see if he can be a middle person. And by doing that, it has changed everything.
So Dre makes them go without a doubt. If you remove Dre and put him on the Magic, he's probably out of the league. But on the Warriors, he is an all-star caliber player, which is crazy, the disparity. But for me, Steve Kerr is a really good coach. The difference, to answer your question, he kind of unlocked everything. Mark Jackson had the talent. He kind of got lucky, and they were good with him. But Steve Kerr took him to another level. So that's my reason. And because in today's NBA, you know how hard it is to manage personalities. And Kerr is a player's coach and is really good at that. So
Jack loves that personality thing. But Jonathan, I'm kind of with you. For me, it was a little bit of a I'm not taking anything away from Steve Kerr, right? Like it's something to say when you win three championships. Yeah. But it's a little bit of a right place, right time situation. You know what
and
I mean?
You don't just get Kevin Durant and effortlessly imply him in. Because look, you could take one of the greatest coaches of all time, Phil Jackson, and he had Kobe, he had Shaq, and they go, oh, in 2004, let's take Gary Payton, even though he was older, and Karl Malone, even though he was older, still great for the position, great for the time, great basketball players, but could it make it work?
Yep.
That is crazy to think of.
So it sounds like you're kind of on Kerr's side, but you also brought
up – I respect Kerr, but yeah. I think Mark Jackson should have an NBA job, and it's not even close.
Just not, right. not my next.
Speaking of your next.
No. All right, Jonathan.
On your next, it'd be insane.
I know. We appreciate you, Jonathan. Great start from the night, Jonathan. Great first question.
No problem. I'll be watching, guys.
All right, appreciate it.
And the Bucks suck.
No, I'll come back for that.
Appreciate it, Jonathan. Take it easy,
guys.
That's a great start. That's a great start. All right,
we really talked about that like three episodes ago.
Yeah,
we were on totally different.
I'm gonna just go from the top of the list for what I see. But if you see a specific name who's been on Snapback Pod, who's been in your DMs, just shout them out. From the attendee list, and then I'll pump them in here. But for now, let's see if we can get Daniel Choi.
We had a Bucks fan to start the show.
I kind of like that. And I'll promote Nate Pieper.
Yo, what is up? Okay, so I'm a big time Cowboys.
We're good. All right, thanks for coming on the show. That's all the time we have tonight.
You're live on the pod. Introduce yourself.
Yep.
Where you're from.
I'm Nate, and I'm from Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay.
And I have to go against Snapback because I'm a big TCU fan.
Okay.
So I'm just hoping TCU can go to Texas and beat them.
Did you have a question?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Do you think the Cowboys should trade Zeke?
First off, you didn't even tell me your name before you told me that you're a Cowboys.
I did. So, all right.
That's number one. Second off, you're lucky you've spent this amount of time on the show being that you're a Cowboys.
And third off, you know our feelings on it.
And you know damn well that the Cowboys and Jerry Jones should trade Zeke. But hey, do you like Zeke?
Wait, hold on. Say that question again.
Do you like Zeke?
I do like Zeke. I think
me too. Let's pay him more. Let's pay him more money, right?
For a minute.
What?
All right, Nate's out. Nate's
sorry, out. Nate.
Nate, I'm kicking you. Nate's gone. All right, Snapback fan, for everyone watching,
that's what happens when you're a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, if you're a Cowboys fan or you're not focused on the question. All right, we got Daniel in here, so he'll be able to. Here we go.
What's up, boys? Hey, how you doing?
What up, Detroit?
All right, hot take. Ooh. Cardinals are going to go farther than playoffs this year, well, next year.
Farther than who?
Just in general. Honestly, championship round, I'd say. Championship round.
So you are putting the Arizona Cardinals in the NFL?
Yeah, I think it happened.
Okay, how do you expect to do that when you're giving up 70 points a game on defense?
See, okay, that is a fair point, but if we still have a young core that has a lot to learn on defense, we still have, you know, some players who aren't quite there yet.
For sure.
P2 is kind of just, he wasn't at his best last year, but then if he can really get it going, he'll be a really good cornerback. We also got Byron Murphy. We got a pretty good D-line as well. So I think secondary-wise,
how much I talk, not trash on the Cardinals, but we have the same beliefs. I've talked to a lot of Cardinals fans because they're very adamant.
I'm not really a Cardinals hater.
Not a hater, but we're under the belief they're going to let up a ton. Their biggest problem is actually the offensive line, which is interesting because the type of offense they play, if you get that ball out of your hand quickly, you can kind of defeat that offensive line. They got the best player in the draft. You know how I feel about Isaiah Simmons. So that helps on defense. He can play every position on the field. But for me, Daniel, I think the division they're in is too tough to
the conference. There.
That is right. True.
Make an NFC championship run. I think Kyler makes that next step. He could be a top five, definitely a top five fantasy quarterback, but quarterback by the end of the year. But I don't think it feels like they want to make that Browns leap this year that the Browns didn't make. They want to go from a 5-win team to a 9 or 10 win team, get a playoff game under Kyler's belt. Mm-hmm. And then the year after, Cliff is in his third year, Kyler third year, and they build that young core. That's the year you probably look for the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's what the Bears were thinking too. Third year Nagy, Trubisky.
If you ever put Mitch Trubisky and Kyler Murray in the same conversation again, we're going to have a problem.
To be fair though, last year, we did take San Francisco in every game, played Halloween, lost by one position. And then, obviously, the second game, we lost on a kind of
– yeah.
Because Ben's put Jones in zone when it's Lambert. It's like, nah, that's not what I would do. But, yeah, we showed last year that we can't play with the big boys.
Yeah.
We played with a Super Bowl finalist. So I think that kind of shows that we don't mess around even with a very young team, to be honest. And Fitz come back. He's, you know, very experienced, very good. I think he'll be a good mentor for the other receivers kind of going flourish on a kind of very good clip. So –
final thing, Daniel, before you go, I would just say my serious reservation is about Cliff Kingsbury and winning games. He's always had exciting teams and offenses. He's always been kind of that mini quarterback whisperer, and he's goddamn good looking. But for whatever reason, he cannot win. He just doesn't. He's never on the right side, which I think there's something to that.
For me, Daniel, you brought up a lot of good points, but there's one major point you didn't bring up about the Arizona Cardinals this year, and that is Hakeem Butler.
Yeah.
Who's our boy, Snapback fan member, and so he's going to go for about 1,200 yards this year. So
wasn't he injured last year?
He was.
It's his breakout.
Offense, Drake, Benjamin.
Yeah, Edmonds. I know. All right, Detroit.
Nice.
All right, Detroit, we appreciate it, brother.
Peace, brother.
You too, man. Thanks for having me.
For sure.
All right. So we are...
You know what's my favorite thing that sports fans do? And Daniel was just so guilty of it.
What?
And you're guilty of it too. I'm guilty of it. Is when you want to explain why your team is good, you just go, we got him. And you just start...
yeah, you just name players.
I know who's on the team.
Well, sometimes you forget because if you talk about the defense...
That's like just me going, bro, like, we got Fletcher Cox.
That's
what
you do. That's,
we got Jason Kelce.
If I ask you why are the Eagles good, you start to name players on the team.
That's
like, you still haven't given me a good
reason. That's not true. I told you we improved every side of the ball.
This pod isn't about me and you today. It's about the people.
You don't want that.
All right. I am promoting Dylan Graham and Justin Vieira. All right.
Yo.
What's going on, boys?
What's going on,
Dylan?
All right. So I got two questions.
Wait. Hold on. Everyone comes in here guns hot with a question.
They're excited.
I know that, but I want to know you first. Yeah. Like, where are you calling from? Like, what's good? What are you up to now?
All right, I'm actually at work right now, but I just told him I need a couple minutes. Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay, never been to Iowa.
It sucks. Don't ever come.
All right, bet. What's your question or all take? Right,
so
or take
the first one. My first take. I don't know if you guys know a whole lot about the UFC. But I think Conor McGregor is pound for pound the best fighter of all time.
Is he this? Wait, you said you have two takes.
And then my second one is, I think, kind of going back on the Cardinals thing, I think they win the NFC West this year.
Wow, a lot of Cardinals fans.
Hold on. I'm not a Cardinals fan. I'm a Chiefs fan. Always have been, always will be. But my reasoning for that is Kyler Murray has been throwing to a very washed up, used to be good team, and now he has one of the best offensive weapons in football.
Listen, and the Cardinals are an exciting team, right? They're that team that everyone thinks is going to make a leap, but like
the fam is going to make even I hate the Cardinals. I can already sense that we're going to be rooting against
them. My thing with you, Jack, talk about that division, how you think it's going to be good, but you're very low on Seattle.
I'm very low on Seattle, but
that high on the Rams?
I'm high on the Rams. I think the Cardinals improve. And low in Seattle just means they're out of the playoffs. You know,
that's pretty low.
Yeah.
All right. For your first take, Conor McGregor's the best pound-for-pound fighter ever.
Nah.
What weight is Khabib? Because Khabib...
I'm a Conor fan, so I'm probably...
We all are fans.
I'm probably a little biased on this one. But I think Connor came out and admitted he had a really bad camp. He didn't prepare himself like he could have. And if Connor can keep Khabib on his feet, we all saw the striking numbers. Khabib can't strike with Connor. But when Khabib gets anyone on the ground, they're done. Fight's over.
Right. I mean, Connor came back and took that Cerrone fight just as like a tune-up. But we all knew that Cerrone stunk and Connor was going to dominate him at that time. I mean, he got absolutely demolished by Khabib. It wasn't a close fight.
His family got demolished. It was, his ring,
I don't know if I'm taking Connor in another Khabib rematch, but, or even in another Nate Diaz fight.
I'll tell you.
The UFC needs Connor. And we need Connor.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. He's the best promoter of the sport, Dylan. But I know one thing. Abe will bet on Conor McGregor.
No matter what.
No matter what. You probably bet on him when he fought Floyd in a boxing ring, I would imagine.
Probably.
But hold on. Dylan, Abe, I don't even think Abe would bet McGregor against Khabib. That's how big of a beatdown it was. No matter what the odds are, I don't think he would bet.
It was a beatdown, but... I'm an asshole, so I'd probably bet on Connor.
All right, Dylan, we appreciate it, brother. Good question.
Yes, sir. One last thing before I go, Giga Maggie's, horns down.
Oh, my God. What is
horns down, baby.
All right, Justin.
We got Kansas City Chiefs fan, Iowa. Horns down, who's that?
Texas A&M.
Or is that just the whole Big 12? Other than Texas?
Yeah, everyone just hates us because they're jealous. They're jealous. All right. That's the crazy thing. I don't know. Justin, I made you a co-host, so you should be able to turn on your video right now. We will. Let's go.
Yeah, I got the merch.
All right. What
are you rocking? I can't really see.
Oh, it's the MJ and Pip. MJ and Pip, sorry.
Second best player ever. Cool, cool.
I got the LeBron and AD one as well. Yeah, so I'm Justin. Well, I'm from Gardena, California, but generally I'll just say LA because not many people know where that Gardena is. It's like a little city. Oh yeah, big time since I was little. I grew up watching them. So
love that.
Kobe. Yeah, Kobe was my guy. He was my goat growing up. So
yeah, he was all of our the first guy we saw.
Yeah, until I saw MJ. But yeah, so I had a couple, but the first one I wanted to ask. I know you guys already covered it, but. I missed the pod.
Go ahead.
So it was about MJ, who's the real GOAT? Who's the GOAT in your guys' opinion? Because, I think it's MJ. But, LeBron is very close, in my opinion.
All right. So Abe and I are going to give you – we're going to limit ourselves to – let's do two sentences. But first – I don't know if we'll be able to do it. We probably won't. But first, since you said MJ, we're going to give you 30 seconds as to why – make a good point as to why Michael Jordan's the best player of all time.
Okay. Well, I think he's the best player of all time because, one, the rings. The rings don't – it speaks for itself. But the way he was with his teammates. I know everybody thinks he's a jerk because of, the last dance and all that stuff. But winning six rings, you can't beat that. He went 6-0 in the finals. I get he lost in the playoffs, but the doing the scene, what he did of those players, I think he could play in India. Like, he could play now. If he played now, he would be dominant because nobody could touch him. But I just think, like, he's just the best just because of his IQ, like, the way he carried himself, like, that mentality, like, I'm going to do anything it takes to win. There's only two players I've ever seen with that, him and Kobe, like, in my, like, I think.
All right.
But I just think he's great.
All right, Abe, two sentences. I mean, that's a good argument. I like it.
Two sentences,
and you can either use your two to make your point or to rebut and just attack Justin for something he said.
I mean, I'm not sticking to this two-sentence shit. You're not my mom. but, Justin, what are your thoughts on...
This is what I'm worried about. It's going to turn into an hour conversation. No back and forth.
Listen, why do I think LeBron James is the GOAT? Because I think people... I'm not going to say they overvalue rings, right? Because rings are a huge part. And LeBron has his share. He went to nine finals so far, eight straight in a row. And I asked this to Jack a few weeks ago. I said, if you switched LeBron James and Michael Jordan and just switch them and put Michael in LeBron's position in every finals, how many rings would he have? Maybe four? Probably four. I'll give him 2011 because as a LeBron fan, there's nothing I can do to make an excuse for what happened in that series against the Mavs in 2011. Oh, yeah. But he's not beating the Warriors with Dellavedova and the Funky Bunch.
It's just that you switch the championships.
He's probably not coming back 3-1, to be right. honest.
Does he fall behind 3-1? I don't know. It's tough to say. But yes, if you but I don't know if that necessarily elevates.
No. But for me, it's like LeBron James, in my opinion, is if you were just looking at their basketball skill and the NBA, there weren't nothing that. As a basketball player, I truly believe LeBron James is on another level, not only of what he can do himself and how he's been able to adapt his game throughout his career and to become a better shooter throughout his career and even still be one of the best passers in year 17. Jack hates those two words, year 17. but his ability to make his teammates better, right? To make everyone around him better, to make the right play. People are always saying you have to – Jordan had that killer mentality. He did. Jordan had a different mentality than LeBron James has. I just think for me, it's a no-brainer. It's LeBron James.
Yeah. All right, my answer in two sentences. The greatest basketball player of all time in my head means if I need to win a basketball game, I'm going to start at number one and pick that player. Then I'll go to number two.
I'll pick LeBron James.
And if you say that, but if it's one game and I want to win, I now have the best scorer of all time. And I have one of the greatest defenders of all time with a mentality of I'm not going to lose this and a mentality that never lost on the biggest stage. So that I could go on for years and we could get into the intricacies. But in my two sentences, that's my answer. So, Justin, we appreciate the question. Keep rocking the merch.
Yeah, definitely.
Appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you guys. I'll always be tuned in.
Take it easy, Justin.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right, so we have tackled.
It took the fifth question or sixth question. I know. That.
No more. If you're sitting waiting, no more MJ LeBron. You guys have heard us talk about it enough. We've talked Arizona Cardinals like one too many times. Randomly, a Steve Kerr question, but these are interesting.
That was dope.
Yeah, that was dope. All right, I'm going.
Wait, I have someone I want in.
Yeah, who do you have? If
dope name. Dope name.
Dope
Cash,
name.
Cash Valencia.
Cash Valencia?
Don't
C or a K?
C.
Cash Valencia. Okay.
Get him right, in here.
Cash, I'm promoting you to panelist.
Yo! What's
Cash?
Up?
Cash!
So.
What's up, Cash?
So, is your real name Cash?
Yeah.
That's sick.
For anything?
What? No.
Not short for anything. Where are you calling from?
Fayette, Missouri. It's pretty small. Wow.
So, Chiefs fan?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How many Chiefs fans can we get on one podcast? What's up, Cash? Yeah, ask your question.
You guys aren't going to be happy, but my second favorite team is Cowboys.
Okay.
First off, Cash, how do you have a second favorite team?
Because my dad's from there.
So, I guess you grew up in as a Chief. Okay, that makes sense. But... why do you need a second team when your quarterback is Patrick Mahomes?
I don't know.
And so your dad's a full-blown Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
So at least you're smarter than that.
All right, Cash, what's your question or your debate?
I saw your podcast. You guys were talking about like Zeke Elliott being traded.
Yeah.
Who do you think would be the best fit for him to be traded for?
Hold on. First of all, let's give credit to a great question.
Great question.
Take it away.
Football is a little different when it comes to trades. You don't really look to one person when it becomes a superstar. Like when you have a superstar on the market, you don't point to trading a player for a player. You look at those first round picks. And I mean, there is a team dumb enough out there. I don't even think that. If you're a good team and you're ready to go over the edge, I mean, I'm not a proponent of paying Zeke Elliott that much, but why not trade a late first rounder for him? Like you look what Dallas did with trading a first rounder for Amari Cooper. Everyone blew that up saying it wasn't a good idea because how could you trade a first rounder for a guy who hasn't been that great? But if you're going to draft him a first round receiver anyway, you might as well get the proven guy in the league rather than the prospect. So I think you look to a lot of draft capital with Zeke. And if you want to go get a player, bolster up that defensive side of the ball because you don't have any more weapons.
Counter argument to that is, you know, you're trading for Amari Cooper, who is probably more talented than most first rounders, but then you have to pay him $100 million.
But if you're achieving your goal in drafting a first round receiver,
right,
then you're going to have to pay him eventually. Yeah. And the cap will only go up and it'll be more money.
So Cash, I think like, who would I want the cap? Like if they traded Zeke, I want them to get Jamal Adams. I want them to get a dynamic player. You can't trade them to the Jets because they have Le'Veon. So you kind of have to figure out.
It's the Jets.
Yeah, I know. You have to figure out a team that's like dumb enough to trade for a really high price running back. And if you listen to the pod, you know how we feel about, like, look at your Chiefs. The Chiefs were successful with Damian Williams. He's an undrafted guy. That's how you win Super Bowls.
First round running back pick from the Chiefs, though.
Yeah, they did. But and that's always my argument is if it's the last couple picks of the first round and your whole roster is built out, that's the one time you can take it back.
I'm totally fine with that pick.
Yeah, and he's a versatile. He's not he's a receiving back. What team? I don't know. Maybe the Rams would want someone like him. They have a little cap. They lost Gurley. I don't know what team would be a good fit. It was more just the idea of to better their team, they should get rid of Zeke. So, good question, yeah. Cash.
Do you think they should keep Zeke?
No. Mm-mm.
Atta boy.
Cash is smart. All right. Cash, we appreciate it. Shoot us a DM and we'll hit you with a follow back. All right, bro?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Peace, man. All right. Nice question, Cash.
I mean, you knew the second you clicked in that money was going to be cash. All right. That question was going to be cash.
I hope Soren didn't leave. I wanted to get Soren.
Soren's always in my DM.
What's up, guys?
Soren!
Long time. This is a long time in the making. We've talked in the DMs. You're an avid Snapback fan member. I'm happy that we got you on tonight.
Hey, I've got the Ravens gear.
That's a pretty honest.
Wait, time out, Soren. Did I assume that you were international? It looks like you're from America.
Yeah, no, I'm half German. I'm half German. My dad's from Germany, but I'm in the U.S.
All right, pretty ugly sweatshirt you got on.
And what's in the background? Duke?
Yes, sir. I'm from Durham.
Interesting. Oh. And what makes you a Ravens fan?
This is a really weird story. So, you know, since my dad's German, like, we don't care about American football at all. But when I was six, I loved this show called Chima. And there's a tribe in it called the Ravens. So I became a Ravens fan. And then I became a huge NFL fan. So the Ravens have just been my team since, like, age five. So, yeah.
Well, we've been pretty good since then. So
we have, yeah.
I mean, you could have picked, like, I don't know, Abe.
I'm just glad I didn't pick the Eagles, man.
Hold the phone.
All right, so Aaron, what's your question?
No. What do you mean you're glad you didn't pick the Eagles? We were one of the more successful teams in the early part of the 2000s, and we got a Super Bowl at the end of the next decade.
Yeah, I know, man. It's just you got a obnoxious fan base, and, like, I don't know. It's, you guys are always yelling.
Soren,
that's facts. That's facts. All right, Soren, what do you got?
All right, so I have a bit of a hot take, and I want to see where you guys, like, you know, are on the scales of it. So I'm a Duke fan, and I personally believe that Coach Mike Krzyzewski is not only the greatest college basketball coach in the modern era of college basketball, but the greatest coach in any sport ever of all time.
I have a question. Oh, okay. Wait. Okay. I thought you were going to say the greatest basketball coach of all time. So you think
he said all across all the sport.
Okay. So that's fair.
But hold on, you said modern era. So like, what are we defining that? Because Coach K's been coaching since the non-modern era, and he hasn't been that successful in the modern era.
What do you mean he hasn't been that successful in the modern era?
What has he done in the past decade? What did he do from 20?
They won the national championship
last decade. He's won two.
Yeah, he's won
2011, 2011 to
2015. Oh, okay. 2011. Okay. Then he's only won one national championship. Right. But I mean, he's won. Let's see. He's won like.
He couldn't even take Zion, RJ, Cam Reddish, Jones to a Final Four. He's kind of washed up. That's my hot take.
Oh, no, he's not washed up. No.
What happened? Explain.
You can't be washed.
The thing about that team. The thing about that team is when you have that much talent, you have to put the power in the players. You can't, like this year's team, he coached this team. He was more involved in like how the team played. This team, he put him in like a 5-out set and he just had those guys run, play ball. Mm-hmm. And that's what you do with a team like that. You don't try to like overcoach them or anything.
What happened?
When you put the power in the hands of the players, sometimes shit happens. And
so maybe he's not good for the era. Maybe he can't coach this new star led team.
No, that's BS. That's BS. Because in 2015, he coached a team of four of
fat Julia Okafor,
three very highly touted freshmen to a national championship.
All right, Soren, I have a question. And there's no doubt that Coach K.
Are you going to answer his question? He said.
No, he's wrong. He's wrong.
Okay. All right, are you going to come back with a coach?
Yeah. Why?
It can't be Bill Belichick.
It won't be.
Okay.
But
he's up there, but it's not there.
It's him. Never mind. Why is Coach K a better coach in his sport than Greg Popovich is in the NBA?
Because the NBA is not NBA coaching, you know, and this is not to take away from any, you know, Popovich is incredible. I love Popovich, but Popovich and NBA coaches, they don't coach teams as much as the teams coach them. You know, it's the same thing as like that Zion team. College is so much more like personal. There's recruiting. There's like in that when you're an NBA coach, the talent comes to you. It's a question of the market and your front office. It's like so in college basketball, there's recruiting.
Everywhere. So you're when you're saying he's the greatest coach of all time, you're including all those things. You're not just talking X's and O's.
I think that since, you know, part of like the greatest coach of all time, like some of that comes from the rigor of like the sport that he has to coach in.
All right.
Can I ask you one more
argument?
I have a follow-up question, and I want you to answer this very truthfully. Do you think Coach K pays kids?
I think every coach. He definitely pays kids.
How can him being able to recruit?
Because he pays better than everyone else, clearly. So
everyone else. I guarantee you there's no team in college basketball.
All right, Soren, if that's your argument, and I don't necessarily believe that that's how you measure a coach, because then it's kind of hard to go sport to sport.
Coaches in other sports and professional, they act as GMs too. They're in the know on every move.
Like Bill O'Brien is a great coach. But if that's what we're taking in recruiting, like growing young, I'm going to go Nick Saban just because he has done it at two universities. It's football. I think it's actually tougher because there's, you know, if you don't have a quarterback for a year, like you can't really cover that up. And he's won with Adam. I would go Saban. I don't think he's the greatest coach of all time, but just my counter argument would be think of Nick Saban.
I have an interesting argument, and it depends on how you're looking at this, because when you take college kids, the goal is to win a national championship, but in the back of their head, the kids that are playing, the goal is the NBA. And John Calipari has shown time and time again that he's able to bust out these first rounders and get guys ready for the NBA, but maybe he's not winning the national championships and getting as far as Coach K is. So what do you value more? Is it the college basketball season, or is it doing what's best for your team and getting them to the next level in their
own? I think that's what the player values, but when we're grading coaches,
especially,
these kids are picking coaches based off who can get them to the next level.
But then why is everyone picking Coach K right now?
They're not. They're picking the Duke brand.
Built the Duke brand. I mean, in 1980, when Coach K came to Durham, Duke was nothing. He built it.
He 100% did. But
name other great coaches, top of your head, Abe. Belichick, Pop.
Brett Brown.
I mean, what about Phil Jackson? Like,
Don't put Phil in there. He went from Michael to Kobe and Shaq. It's very hard to do, but I don't care. I'm not giving him.
But that's the point. Is like when I said to Soren, how do you not win with RJ, Zion, Cam, and Jones? He actually did win 11 rings. So
I love the idea of the triangle with Kobe and Shaq. It's just Kobe ISO or Shaq post up. That's all.
And that's a good system. Put your players in a system to win. All right, Soren, we appreciate it.
Soren, thanks for being a huge Snapback fan member. You're always in the DMs. You might have some shitty takes, but that's we'll work on those.
Yeah, keep chirping Abe about the Eagles. All right, brother. We'll talk to you in a bit.
You know who chirps the most? Is he in here?
Who?
Keegan
does talk a lot. All right. We have still 79 people in here. Thank you, everyone who's in here. I mean, I'm having a ton of fun. I think we're definitely going to do this again. This
100%.
Is specifically during quarantine, where there's not as much to talk about. Where
well, we have to do with this. We need a third. We need a fourth panel member. We got to get a guest on here. Maybe Nate comes back on.
That would be cool if we could get people in here. All right. I'm going to try Will Handsman. It's kind of a cool name. Let's see.
I bet you he plays soccer.
You think?
Hey, I do play soccer.
Will, there we go.
Don't disrespect.
I'm a soccer player.
I suck at soccer.
Introduce yourself, Handsman.
I'm Will Handsman.
Sorry.
I'm from Pittsburgh. So I don't like the Ravens, and I hate Penn State.
Okay. So,
off to a hot start.
But here's the thing. I love the Sixers.
Me too. I kind of hate them. It's a love-hate. It's a love-hate.
It really is. But so my debate with Abe is that Pitt will be better than PSU this year for football.
Well, one, college football might not happen. And two, why do you say that?
Because we got our trash receiver out of the way. You guys have no good talent anymore. Like, our quarterback's finally doing decent now.
Okay, let me stop you there. We were a top five team.
That was 2 years ago.
That was last year. We were a top five team in the country.
That was the fakest top five team of all time.
Nonetheless, we have our quarterback back. We have Pat Freiermuth, one of the best tight ends in college football, back. We're just an all-around better football team. One of the best defenses in college football. Sure, we lost KJ Hamler.
We have a better defense.
I mean, I don't even know enough about pitball football. They're that irrelevant to say that.
We have the best defense.
We have
a top five defense.
You know what, Will? I'm putting a little reminder in my phone.
Right. Will just said Pitt is the top five defense in college football.
We do. We had the most sacks in college football.
What'd you do?
Jack, you talk a little bit. I got to do a little research.
Well, what did Pitt do last year? What was the record?
They lost to us.
We went 7-5. That was with not the best coaching, not the greatest recruits. Our coach only liked the one receiver, and he only threw it to him. He was horrendous.
You lost your best player.
Wait, hold on. Time
out. We didn't lose our best player.
You lost Dane Jackson.
You lost Dane Jackson.
I mean, yeah, but we still have Paris Ford and DeMar Hamlin.
No,
Dane Jackson. All right, hold on. Well, I need to know who was this wide receiver?
Maurice French.
And why do you hate him so much? Because I can hear.
They'd only throw wide receiver screens to him, and they'd only go for -2 yards.
Listen, I love the passion behind being a Pitt fan.
All right, let's do a side bet right now.
I'll just bet literally whatever you want.
If Pitt beats Penn State this season.
No, we don't play.
We don't play this year.
Oh, you don't play?
You sure
we don't play this anymore. No, we already played our 4 years. We're done. The contract's over.
All right, so we'll do this. Whoever is a better record, if Pitt is a better record, Will replaces Abe as my co-host on the podcast.
All right, that's a bet.
And I'll also.
What happens if Penn State wins, Abe? You get the pick.
Yeah, that's.
I like those LED lights in your room.
That's kind of creepy, but also kind of funny.
You take the lights down, you ship them to me.
All right, that's cool.
I get the lights.
All right. Do you have Instagram, Will?
Yeah.
All right, post that.
Follow me on Insta. I got you.
Yeah, post tag Snapback Pod, and then we have an official bet.
All right, I got you.
Those are mine.
All right, thanks for letting me on, guys.
Will, thanks, man.
All right, I'll see you guys.
Oh, that's quality. That is quality. All right, who should be next? Whoops, I just. What am I doing?
Wait, is he? Was that serious?
What?
Those lights are mine, right?
Yeah, that's going to be like a legit bet.
Oh yeah, we can sue him if he doesn't send the lights.
Yeah.
So,
well, if he posts on Instagram, that's legally binding Instagram stories. All right.
You shouldn't have said that.
What?
You shouldn't have said that. Now he might not post it. Is he still in here?
Nah, he'll post it. All right. Let's get Trevor Stahl. I'm promoting you to panelist. There we go.
Yo.
What's good?
What up?
Trevor Stahl.
What's good? Hey, I'm at work right now, so I'll try to get in trouble.
All right. Ask a quick question.
All right, so as you can tell, my profile picture, I'm a huge U of H fan. My hot take, U of H basketball makes the Final Four this year.
Like they would have, or next?
No, this coming season, this next season.
Yeah, I'm going to be straight up honest with you, Trevor. I don't know much about the University of Houston basketball program, but I do know Ed Oliver's in a lot of shit right now. So
that's football.
The University of Houston is not doing too hot in the newsroom.
All right, Trevor.
Hey, look into the basketball program. Look into the basketball.
Well, the fun thing about having you on is in 30 seconds, you can tell us why they're going to make it and names to look for. So let's hear it.
Hello, man. How are you?
This is
epic. That's unbelievable. He's at work. That's great.
He's at work.
So, although we lost our big man senior, how are y'all doing? Chris Harris, and then we also lost Nate Hinton to the draft. We got a great young team coming back. We've got like three or four incoming freshmen coming in, and one of them, I forget his name. I think his name is Tremon Mark from Tascosa, I think, and I'm from Houston, obviously. But just look into them. Final Four bound. Next year.
What Trevor just did is we asked him why they're going.
Where are you working right now, by the way?
I'm at HEB, a big grocery store.
How is it down in Texas with everyone quarantining?
So, it's open. I mean, yeah, we're open. And I mean, I've been working since the virus really started, and I sanitize carts, and so I try to keep people safe as best I can.
Frontline worker. I appreciate that. All right, Trev.
Mask off, but
yeah, throw that on. Keep the people safe, and we'll get U of H to the Final Four.
All right, Trevor, get back to your employees.
Yes, sir. Go Cougs.
Oh, that's epic. All right. Next up.
The first time he goes, hey, how are you?
Yeah, he's fully working during his job. I like the name Cam. Ooh.
Did you say Cam Reddish? Is he in here?
Nah, Cam Ray. And now I feel like I said his name. It's kind of unfair if I don't get him in here, so I'm going to put him in here. But I know we have a bunch of Snapback Fam heavy members. Greenfield's in here.
Yeah, Pierpont.
But I kind
Greenfield and Pierpont.
Ralph Shockey is like the sickest name.
We got a Lakers fan.
You got to reward people for being like huge Snapback fans.
We got a Lakers fan.
We're going to start with Cam Ray. Cam?
Yo.
Yeah, what's up?
What up, Cam? Where are you calling from?
Frat house?
Practically. It's like a trap house almost. I'm from Kentucky. So, like, right below Louisville area.
Okay. All right. What's your question, hot take, debate for us?
Well, I want to go back to the Dak Prescott. I know you all have talked a lot about this.
Okay? Oh, wait. Let me stop. Are you a Cowboys fan?
Sounds like
it. No, let me. Okay. I go by non-biased sports fan, but I am a Patriots fan. But I'm not one of those.
That's pretty convenient.
I'm not one of those, ignorant Patriots fans that you see all across.
And I'm not one of those ignorant.
Right. I knew that.
The Eagles fans, they're not annoying. I describe them as passionate.
Thank you.
That's what they are.
Thank you.
Very nice way of describing them because they're annoying. All right. What's your Dak Prescott statement?
It's okay. Never mind.
Like you all said, the leverage and everything, but you all talked about that in your last podcast. Like the Cowboys have leverage over Dak.
Right.
I kind of just feel like because he's turned down so much money. I feel like what you all said could happen. But, like, my thing here is they probably have to trade Dak. And I say this because there's a lot of teams that could use them, like the Chargers. The Chargers, I feel like, have a complete roster, but they're just missing the quarterback.
That idea, but they just spent a first-round pick on Justin Herbert. You know what I mean?
That's could be the deal, though. You could throw Herbert and a first-round pick in there and have Dalton for a year. and maybe sit Herbert back.
It's like not the worst idea I've ever heard.
I've heard worse. I mean, I wouldn't mind going. I'd much rather, as an Eagles fan, play against Justin Herbert for the next 10 years than play against Dak Prescott. I really do think Dak is a good quarterback. Good enough. He's not one of those franchise-changing quarterbacks. He's one of those, if you put everything around him exactly right, it'll work.
I think that's the argument, kind of. You have the best running back in the NFL in Austin Ekeler, as you know.
And
you have a lot of pieces. So in theory, it works. I think the Chargers, they want to build for the future. I don't know if they want to give Dak the money that he's looking for. And I genuinely don't know how much they value Dak over Tyrod Taylor and having to give up Justin Herbert and a first.
But you have to pay Dak.
I'll tell you this, Cam. In Madden, I love that trade. I do that trade because I agree with you. I think that kind of could get them over the top, make them a contender in the AFC West. Whatever happened? No, the NFL is like boring when it comes to all the, like, people love to discuss what if this, what if, like, no big splashes ever really.
It's all theoretical.
Yeah, most of the time. Exactly.
That's why I said if Dak actually hits the market, it'll be one of the biggest. I mean, Tom, yeah, but in terms of how many people could use his services, it would be one of the biggest. Given his age, what he's accomplished, I mean, you have to pay him, but hopefully Jerry gives him 50.
Good question, Cam. Thank you.
All right, Cam.
One more comment, and this will stick with Jack, okay? You, I know it's a little off the hair because no barber shops are open, but your body language, your voice, The Flash, dude. Barry Allen, have you ever watched The Flash?
No.
You literally are just like him, the way you act.
What's his name?
Just the actor's Grant Gustin, but just look up The Flash.
So you're saying I'm Hollywood?
Yeah, you're Hollywood.
All right, I like that. Abe, thanks to Cam, you now have to refer to me as Hollywood. Thank you, Cam.
No problem.
See you, bro.
Maybe he was saying just the way you go about, like, your antics, but, like, you look
nothing. That's what he's saying. Well, he did say the hair or the barbershop. I don't know. All right, let's get I'm going to close my eyes and pick someone, all right? Let's see who we land on. All right, Andrew Eagleson, because I don't want it to be unfair because I know the names and stuff.
Hey, boys, what's going on?
what's going on? Andrew, you out?
Where are you? He's not at work.
I'm in my room here.
Yeah. Were you gaming?
I was playing some Warzone.
What jersey? Is that a Jets jersey?
That is a Bob Greasy jersey.
Dolphins fan. All right, yes, this should be good because did you hear the episode where we had the Dolphins beat reporter call in?
No, I didn't catch that one.
It was really good. His name's Dean Kerr. He called in after the Eagles lost to the Dolphins. So.
Are you from Miami?
No, I'm actually from Ottawa, Ontario, up in Canada.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir. Sorry, what's that?
Okay. Are you still live in Canada?
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, ask your question in the most Canadian accent, though, because we'd like to tell sponsors that we have an international audience.
All right, do you think the Dolphins are a Super Bowl contender in the next 2 to 4 years?
Okay, all right. I thought you were going to say it this year, and then we were going to...
No.
In the next 2 to 4 years, are the Miami Dolphins years. A Super Bowl contender?
Can I throw some stats at you?
Sure.
Talk about that. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I don't think it's changing.
Is the oldest player on the roster. They have 10 selections in next year's draft after making 11 this year. You know, picking up Curtis Weaver, your guy.
Facts.
Now that's all I got there, you guys.
That all sounds great, but in the NFL, when you have all that available to you, you have to make the right decision with all these assets that you have available to you with all these draft picks. Like 10 draft picks means nothing if you take the wrong guys. And we've seen organizations time and time again mess up and take the wrong guys. Where, yeah, it's very easy to sit here and say they have 10 picks next year. But, I mean, they took Tua this year. And Jack's biggest thing is your Super Bowl window is, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's when you're on your rookie contract.
Yes, I agree with that.
Or you have to have everything perfect around you. So, I mean, if Tua is the real deal, within the next 4 years, that's when his first contract is up. why not? Pat Mahomes won a Super Bowl within his first 4 years. Carson Wentz was going to win one before he went down. I don't know. In the next 4 years, why not? But I'm sure Jack can tell us why not.
No, I in the next 2 to 4 years,
Dean doesn't listen to this episode.
In the next 2 to 4 years, I mean, it's very tough to predict 4 years. Like, the Niners in 4 years, I'm pretty sure, went to an NFC championship, were the worst team in the league, and then went back to a Super Bowl. Like, 4 years is a very long time in terms of the NFL. So can I say no? Because, I mean, technically I could say no, because the Dolphins franchise historically is like...
Put it this way.
I mean, they haven't won a playoff game in your lifetime.
Put it this way. 4 years ago, the Broncos and Panthers were in the Super Bowl. And this year they were both in the top 10 in the draft. That's how much things change.
That's not accurate, is it?
Yeah.
The Broncos.
The Broncos were like 14.
Yeah. And chill on Drew Lock. You know about Drew Lock. So could they in the next 4 years? Oof. Yes. In the next, let's talk next 2 years.
No.
Do you believe in Brian Flores?
100%. They're building the New England-esque culture there. And I trust everything is, they're doing everything right. They're building the O-line. They're building the D-line. They're not worrying about all the fancy stuff, paying big money for running backs, receivers, none of that stuff. They're building the trenches. And that's where you need to go first if you're going to build.
But you did just pay Jordan Howard.
Not big money. And
you did just pay Byron Jones.
Two-year comp.
You have two overrated corners locked up. Whoa, the highest
overrated.
In the league.
Overrated. Come on.
I feel not? Like I'm – yeah, Jack, have you ever watched Scooby-Doo? The end of the episode where the monster unzips. Like, I feel like Andrew's about to unzip and Dean's about to pop out.
Well,
oh no,
we have our Dolphins beat reporter coming to us live on the podcast.
There we go.
Dean Kerr. Andrew Eagleson is a diehard Dolphins fan. He's actually from Canada. His question was, could the Dolphins, or do we think the Dolphins will win a Super Bowl in the next 2 to 4 years?
2 to 4, I'd like to think so, yes. I think
I thought we were getting a surefire 100%.
Dean, the day of the draft, I think you were telling me that you guys are going to contend for one this year.
No, we're playoff contention this year.
I think I can pull up those texts.
Playoff contention this year, absolutely. Super Bowl contention the following year, no doubt. Nothing is for certain in the NFL, but you'd like to think with the coaching staff that Flores has put together and Flores alone, along with the talent, along with still the fifth most available cap space going into next year's free agency, with the talent already on the roster, they'll be one of the most formidable teams and will be competing year in and year out as a top contender in the AFC and probably the best team in the AFC East after this year.
Yes, sir.
Jack, it, cap space is nice and all, but you got to spend it the right way. And Jack says you has this point that you guys overpaid for two of the most overpaid corners in the league right now. So it's nice to have cap space and all, but are you trusting your general manager to use it the right way?
Overpaid, I think, is I mean, what are you considering overpaid? Byron Jones' numbers over the last,
he's the best corner in the league.
He should. I mean, obviously, you have Stephon.
Say it right now so I can put it on social media.
You have Stephon Gilmore, obviously, New England.
But we know the play Sly.
We know the way it works with contracts. When there's a top available player, the same way a guy like Carson Wentz gets paid, even though he's not the best quarterback in the league, he was the highest paid quarterback for the time being.
For
the
sure. Same it's all way. About timing.
Exactly. The same way, like, obviously,
no. Flacco.
Well, Flacco was coming off the Super Bowl, but nobody.
Are you nervous about Joe Flacco and the Jets?
I don't think that.
No, the Jets aren't shit.
Once you get mocked,
let's clip that.
So why can't you guys win the division this year?
I fully think we can win the division this year. I think the AFC has never been.
I don't know. I'm not sure I'm ready to say that yet.
It sounds like we have a rational Dolphins fan and an irrational Dolphins fan.
I mean, the thing is, it really just depends on if you buy into Josh Allen. I'm not worried about Adam Gase and the Jets.
Yeah. No, not at all.
I really think, not even as much as the Tom Brady, I still think Belichick's an unbelievable coach, and Belichick will somehow find a way to win those games. But I think
for sure
their roster itself was, you know, they had the names on them, but their roster itself isn't very... Like they lack.
And they lost some. They lost.
Jack, isn't it nice when we have two Dolphins fans on right now, and they're talking about how they could make the playoffs next year, and that's cool. And it's like, that's exciting for them because it's something that they've probably never experienced. And like,
oh, relax, you act like you
really know in their lifetime, in their lifetime,
it
really,
is like, nuts that
right now,
it,
really the only way is up. Like you
and Andrew have never actually watched the Dolphins win a playoff game, which is insane to think about.
It's nuts. Like this is, I'm excited for you guys. So it's
welcome
to the NFL
game. Yeah. You saw what the Tannehill got hurt game. Or before.
Yeah, Matt Moore against Matt the Moore. Steelers in like 2016 or something.
They've been riddled in mediocrity, and the fact that they've gone from, you know, when we tore down the roster, and I know a lot of power rankings still say, like, I know the FPI rankings came out today and they had Dolphins at 27.
I don't care about that. Those guys aren't. I don't care about nerds.
Look, they have a very, very difficult schedule. We get the AFC West and the NFC West, which are probably the two toughest division.
But so does everyone in the division.
Exactly. So does everyone in the division. It's just a matter of like everyone saying, okay, like a lot of the Dolphins fan base is saying, okay, they won five games with one of the least talent strapped rosters in the NFL. And I do think that team was so talent depleted, and now they actually have a ton of talent everywhere on the ball. Like there really isn't, I guess you could say, the depth at linebacker isn't great, but their secondary is stacked. A ton
Can
of
you guys just talent. Bring in Van Noy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Noy. Dean and Andrew, what week does Tua Tagovailoa start for the Dolphins?
So
I think it's later in the season.
Pick a week.
It depends on it really, to me at least, and everything I've read, it goes into the team doctors. Flores, we know, is, and we saw it last year as well, when he decided to play Fitzpatrick over Josh Rosen. Playing Josh Rosen this season and letting him learn and building him up would have been technically, for growing your franchise, the smarter move. But he knew that Fitzpatrick gave his team the best chance to win, even in a season when, like, technically they were trying to lose. So he's going to play. If Tua is 100%, if the team doctor said, we've ran every test, Tua is 100%, and there's no way by playing him this year and he gets hurt, that same chance isn't going to exist at the start of next year.
Right.
So he's 100%. It's like Tua is technically the best quarterback on the roster.
That's the question, though. In his rookie year, you think Tua is better than Fitzmagic? Like,
I don't know. If it was up to me, I would let Fitzpatrick play the whole season. Maybe give Tua a game right at the end. Because if you look at the guys who sit for, you know, the whole year, more than that, like Mahomes or, you know, Rodgers sat, all those guys seem to be successful.
But that's the last MVP of the league. He also sat.
That's the thing everybody goes to is the fact that Mahomes sat is bad. But the way I look at it is people forget how unpolished of a product Patrick Mahomes was coming out of Tech. He had no idea
how to. Mitch Trubisky went second. You're telling me.
Pat Mahomes was not anywhere near the polished product that Tua was coming out. The way Tua reads defenses and his IQ level on the football field is already that of like a very, very talented NFL quarterback. Whereas Mahomes needed time to learn, understand the playbook. Tua's coming from a pro-ready scheme straight into Chan Gailey's scheme, which is the same type of spread offense he ran at Alabama. So I think a lot, like, I definitely do see the benefits of sitting and letting him learn, but that also goes to show more so for those guys who are not as pro ready to come in. Like, if Tua's injury, we forget, if Tua wasn't injured this year, there is a serious, serious debate as to who's going one overall between him and Joe Burrow. And it's like undoubted that Burrow is obviously going to go into Cincinnati and start day one.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to throw him right into the fire right off the bat. Like, the O line, it's sure they improved
that
a little bit.
That is still lacking. That is still subpar.
So I'm not sure I want to throw this kid right out in there. He's going to be getting smacked for the entire season. Just, you know, let him learn. Let him develop.
I think I just talked myself into the Dolphins under this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm hot. I mean, I listen to Dean a lot. He's a great beat reporter.
No, that was but a great analysis. But to me,
what's the over under, Dean? What's their projected win total? Six and a half.
That's too low.
Over.
All right. We appreciate our Dolphins fans. Last thing, Andrew, thoughts on Jakeem Grant's contract with the Miami Dolphins?
I, I'll go into a Jakeem because Twitter's blowing up about Jakeem recently with some
worst contract in NFL history.
All right.
I don't, paid a returner like second string wide receiver money.
Can I go into my Jakeem Grant real quick?
It ranted off right now.
So he's been posting some workout videos, and we all know workout videos, whatever.
You're talking to Ben Simmons
and Mitchell Robinson.
They've been going to the tape, and Jakeem Grant really is unpressable at the line of scrimmage. He's too small for physical corners to get their hand on, and he's too fast for even the smaller corners to touch. Mm-hmm. So his release is untouchable at the line of scrimmage. And they're saying with a guy like Tua who can make that read in a split second, those slants that he threw to Judy, that he threw to Henry Ruggs all season at Alabama, Jakeem Grant is going to slide straight into that role.
Yeah, but what about Jakeem Grant's slant and then he gets hit once and he's out for the season like the last 2 years?
No, dude, you didn't hear Dean. He's Tyreek Hill.
Well, we know that's what he was getting at. But what about
the next Tyreek Hill?
So is Jalen Rager.
Hasn't had a proper opportunity.
He wasn't injured from getting like hit. He tore his Achilles 1 year off a cut, which like, you know, that's.
Listen, fellas, the Dolphins are a fun team to stick with. Is this the year? I don't think so. I think once you get Tua really engulfed and it's his team in the next 2 or 3 years, then that's when we start having serious talks. But to throw Tua in the fire right there and to expect much of that Dolphins team, I think it's a little too much to ask this year.
Fair.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right. Too much Dolphins talk. We appreciate it. Peace, boys.
All right. Fins up.
Fins off.
Fins up.
They do have the.
Wait.
Isn't it a T-Pain song?
Oh, yeah. It's fire.
We just spent 13 minutes on the Miami Dolphins.
Do you think Dean would put his fins up faster than he would put his horns?
Nah.
Fins or horns?
We should have asked them on air because
it's this or this.
We do always talk about. Well, you could technically do both.
Name one animal that has horns and a fin.
Horns and a fin. I'm sure. There's animals.
You know that animal.
Whoever I call in, tell me what animal. Alex Tobias, please. You're only coming on if you can tell me an animal that has fins, like seals. Seals probably have.
Dude, what?
Seals don't have horns? Mini horns?
Did you just say seals have horns?
Alex, do seals have horns?
No. Dude, Google a seal. Grow up.
No.
They don't?
No. Dope last name.
I Google seal and it's...
Seals do not have horns.
Seal the singer. The singer, yeah.
Very cool last name.
Oh, walruses. 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 Kind of. That's what I was thinking.
Hold on. You guys get to 21.
All right, Tobias, introduce yourself, and then let's hear what you got to say.
Dude, that's a tooth.
Alex Tobias, and I am from Maryland.
Oh, what up,
Hold Maryland? Hold up. Jack just called
this? I'm saying it's like a horn.
Dude, you just called that
That's a essentially horn. A horn.
That's Look a tooth. Up. That's a tooth. And where do you see a fin on their head?
What's a fin? Just from a fish?
Yeah.
Fin and horn. Google search.
All right.
The horn shark. The horn shark.
No way.
The horn shark. Look up a horn shark. That has fins. It has a short venomous horn. And you know they have.
I don't see horns.
Huh?
I don't see a horn.
Literally call it a horn shark.
Oh, come on.
What? You think they call it a horn shark and it doesn't have a horn?
I don't see one.
All I know is I'm building a Madden franchise tonight, relocating them to Maryland and making them the horn sharks. All right, Alex, what is going on from Maryland? What's your question?
This is more of a personal question for you guys, but
I like that. We should
have did you guys like become best friends?
Oh,
because like you guys, Jack, you live in Maryland. Abe, you live in Philly, so I'm wondering how you guys became friends and stuff.
Jack?
Yeah, well, I hate Abe, so you know that if you listen to the podcast. But we went to summer camp together, so we grew up. We went to a camp called Camp Green Lane. Can't believe we just gave them free advertising, but it's a camp in outside of Philly. My family was third generation there, so my mom went, my grandmother went. So my family was like the only people who really went from Maryland. So it's mostly like New York, Jersey, and PA kids. but I grew up going to camp since I was 8 with Abe, sports camp. And then
coincidentally, we're also always on the same team.
Always on the same team. Which was because Abe wasn't the athlete.
That's not true. Yeah. That's not right. Yeah. I mean, that was a different athlete. That was a different
the Prince Fielder type of athlete.
Right.
Now who's your player comp?
I can pretty much do anything.
So you're Draymond. Alex, who's your player comp in whatever your favorite sport is?
My favorite sport is
God bless you.
But
who's ever in the room?
I'm not really sure who my player comp is.
It's your player comp. Just make it up.
Wait. Oh, he's from Maryland. Are you a Ravens fan? Did we go over that?
Oh, Ravens Orioles fan. Man.
Okay. All
right. I heard Ravens. Hate the Eagles.
There we go. So this is a good podcast.
Did you hate the Eagles before you listened to the pod?
No, but it's fine.
So, all right, there we go. That's what we want.
So Abe's literally like
skipping. I'm at it. I got one on my list.
All right, Alex. Good question. We appreciate it. Go Ravens. Hit us on the DM. All right.
You DM me, I'll tell you the story about when Jack shit his pants.
All right, I will.
It did happen.
I'll tell you the story.
And I guess you can ask
which time.
@AbeGranoff_ You change it. It's just Abe Granoff.
You made me take out the underscore.
Yeah. All right. @AbeGranoff, DM Abe and he'll tell you the story of when I put my pants.
And there's more than one occurrence, so we can pick
which
time he shows.
And one I was a grown adult, maybe not.
Yeah, it was like a couple months ago.
So it actually didn't make the vlog. Maybe it should have. All right. So we still have 70 people in here, which is insane.
Is Eddie Shamoshin here?
Eddie Shamosh?
He's in here. Oh, I think he just left.
Did he? Why?
He just added me on Snapchat. Like,
gotcha. So, fam,
Eddie.
For everyone who's watching, first of all, shout out because we've gone over an hour, which is really sick.
Yeah, I gotta pee.
We're definitely gonna do this again. Our second to last person, I'm going with Cotter Duffy because
it's in all caps.
All caps. It stuck out, and it's a sick name. Next time we do this, I feel like people are just gonna make their names.
Sickest
name.
Oh, shit.
What?
Now everyone's adding me on Snap.
That's all good. You're going to be famous. All right, here we go.
What up?
Oh, I blew it.
I'll be right back.
I'm
not here to talk about the Birds.
You're not here to talk about the Eagles.
I'm not. I'm here to talk about Villanova basketball.
All right, hold on. I think Abe went to get something. I'm not sure where he went. I'm just staring at his ceiling right now.
All right, because he's got to see this. Like, I'll whip out some other stuff
too. He saw it. He got up to run and get something.
He probably has the same one.
He has the same sweatshirt as you?
Most likely. And I got
Where are you
this
from? Where are you
throwback. From? Philadelphia suburbs, Malvern, Pennsylvania.
Main line.
Yes, sir. Sort of. We're not technically.
No.
But, like, the main line's always expanding, so sort of. Yeah. My mom's a teacher. She teaches on the main line.
Abe's fully in Eagles jersey hat.
Fine.
Put it to the mic.
Yes, sir.
I got season
tickets. Abe, come to a game with me. I'll hit you up.
I don't think he heard you. Abe, did you hear? Did you hear his offer? Well, first of all, you suck at technology. No one could hear the song because you didn't put it at the mic. Second of all, Cotter invited
you. I'm going to throw it on.
Throw that shit on.
Did you hear what I said? He invited you to a game.
What game? Let's hit it.
Cotter.
I'm not sure yet. We always end up – so we have 4 tickets. So whenever my sister can't go to a game
– Bro, let's do it. We'll make a vlog. We'll tell
you. I'll hit you up.
What about – you know Ravens-Eagles is this year?
Oh, yes, sir.
Wait a second.
Abe's audio sucks. He actually said he wasn't going to talk about the Eagles. So
it's fine. I just want to know where outside of Philly are you from?
Malvern.
Malvern.
Did you go to Malvern Prep?
No, I go to Great Valley, which is like the public school near there.
Very cool.
But like I have friends that go to Malvern.
Go Birds, baby.
All right, what do you want to know about Nova?
Okay, so all I have to say, my take is that Villanova could win 2 national championships in the next 3 years. They did it a couple years ago, but now last year they only graduated one dude, and they're sending one dude that's supposed to be a lottery pick who is a very good player in Sadiq Bey. But last year's recruiting class, so like not the ones coming in this year, but like the sophomores,
yeah,
had four top 100 recruits. Two of them being in the top 15 at 14 and 15, Jeremiah Robinson Earl and Brian Antoine. We didn't get to see what
Eric transfer.
Yeah, he's at Washington.
Yeah, Quinterly's gone. He wasn't at Bama.
Every Nova fan hates Quinterly. It's so funny. No, they're so hyped when he came in.
Quinterly fan. In high school, man. I was like, holy shit, we got Javon Quinterly. Exactly. And I like texted my group chat right away, and then he was just terrible. And I was like, what the hell, man?
All right, so my response is, if these guys are so good, what makes you think they stick around? Because it was very lucky that to win two championships with the same set of guys is pretty.
Yeah. So, well, number one, I would have to say the main thing is that Colin Gillespie is a lot like Archie Diacono.
Wait, time out. Gillespie's not in his eighth year. Is this like Perry Ellis?
He's one of those guys.
Nah, Gillespie's senior year is next year. So I'm counting next year as a chip and then maybe 2 years from now.
I love that from a Nova fan. Next year's a chip and then we'll get one after.
Exactly. So I'd like to say the guy earlier was talking about how Krzyzewski is like still one of the best coaches and kind of how Krzyzewski built Duke. Krzyzewski built Duke the same way that like Jay Wright built current Villanova.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jay Wright is one of the greatest like basketball minds in the nation.
Yeah.
I also think that the guys will stick around because two of them were like, one was the 50th recruit, Justin Moore. And the other one was Eric Dixon, who's from a Philadelphia suburb. He goes to Abington, Abe, if you've ever heard of that. Well, he went to Abington.
Abington.
So Eric Dixon should end up being good. I just think we didn't get to see him play this year, and we also didn't get to see a lot of Antoine because Antoine was hurt most of the time. So I think that Jeremiah Robinson Earl and Justin Moore will stick around because they're both like Jeremiah Robinson Earl would have been a very, very late second round pick. So unless he becomes an absolute god, he's supposed to be the next Eric Paschal, pretty much, as he develops his outside shot. Like when Paschal came in, he was the, you know, super athletic guy that couldn't shoot as well, but then he built his shot. And, you know, I think that those guys are going to help us win two championships the next 3 years.
I think that, Jack, you asked the question. You said, if they're so good, why are they going to stay? But you look at Villanova throughout the years, and it's kind of the program where Jay Wright has his success with the teams where the guys stay the longest, and these guys are staying longer at Villanova. Back to 2009 with the Scotty Reynolds, the Randy Foy teams, like when they were good back then, that's because these guys were sticking you around all these times when they had Kyle Lowry. And then you did the same thing when they had Jalen Brunson. They had all these guys that were staying around. If these guys can stay around and they pan out, then yeah, why not? Jay Wright has built a system there where he's shown that he's able to take talent and develop it into their greater years and have success. But, I mean, this is like the third person tonight that said that their team's going to win a Final Four. College basketball, just the way it's formatted, is impossible to tell. Because it's a tournament one and done every year. I mean, I understand what you're saying. You think they're going to be a team to look out for and that are championship contenders going into the tournament.
Yeah, and our
coach. And if Jay Wright can develop his talent, then I agree.
Fair enough.
Also, shout out Jalen Brunson, Red, White, Blue Prism.
There you go.
Fun fact.
Do you collect cards or was that your first one?
I have a bunch in my drawer. I am looking to move some of them, but here, let me see if I can.
I'm a buyer.
And a seller, right?
Cotter, what do you know about Phil Booth?
What do I know? What do you mean? Phil Booth.
You know I played against him in high school?
Did you actually? I took a video when I went to a game this year. It was Archie Diacono's like jersey retirement, and Phil Booth and Chris Jenkins were there. And I have a video of Chris Jenkins like giving the what's up to me, but Phil Booth did it earlier, but I just didn't get it on video.
All right, so my ties to Nova are weird, I'll tell you. So in high school, Phil Booth was in my conference. My team, McDonough, went 0-18 in conference. We didn't win a conference game. I was a starting point guard. Phil was on Mount St. Joe, and they won the state title, the conference title. They won everything. He was nasty. The first time we played at Mount St. Joe, Phil Booth had 30 points and like 4 breakaway reverse dunks. The second time we played him in conference, it was at home on my senior night and he triple doubled on us. But my favorite story to tell is we are down literally 30 points at the half, and we go on like a 4-0 run, and they move Phil from guarding our shooting guard to guard me, as if that was like what was running the offense. And I'm the one affecting the game. So that's my funny Phil Booth story. And then Chris Jenkins, I was actually at the game when he hits the shot. Phil Booth is the leading scorer for like 90% of the game. I think Brunson or someone passed him at the end. But then, have you ever seen Chris Jenkins phone cases, like from his shot?
No.
I'll send you a picture. I made Chris Jenkins his like celebratory phone case with the design of him hitting the shot. And that was like our biggest
seller. Oh, wait. The one where it's like him kind of like animated the apples, the basketball?
Yeah.
You made that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
But so, if you know Mikal Bridges from watching those games, Mikal went to my high school.
Gotcha. He's nasty. I think he's going to be a stud.
Another funny Villanova story, Ty, that we have. I grew up with Jalen Brunson.
Oh, yeah.
He was from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, or Voorhees, New Jersey. He was like in our immediate friend group. And then his dad at a very young age, got a job with the Bulls. And that's when he moved out to Illinois and went to Springfield, Springside. He was like the Illinois player of the year. But yeah, I saw him this summer at a bar. He was actually supposed to come on the pod.
We'll work on it.
We'll work on that.
All right, I'm back.
Cotter.
So speaking of Mikal, I'm a big investor in Mikal.
Okay, all right. I like Bridges. I think the problem is everyone keeps getting trapped in Phoenix. Like, they're just not a good organization.
You know, Booker's we traded.
Yeah, for Zaire, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good trade.
No, we got a
– We should have kept – Bridges would be such a good fit.
We got a future first rounder that got us Tobias, too. Keep your mouth shut.
The jury is out on that. All right, Connor.
All right, thank you, boys.
Go Birds, Connor.
Go Birds.
All right, I will definitely see Cotter at Ravens Eagles if they let us.
For sure, I will definitely. You might as well just. What was his last name?
Duffy.
Call me. I'm part of the Duffy family now.
All right, we are closing with two Snapback fam members. This is what you do when you are the number one fam members. You get rewarded. So, Pierpont and Greenfield.
It's nice to finally put a face to the name.
This is what happens.
Ah, that's what Greenfield looks like.
Greenfield and Pierpont. Oh, my God. What is happening?
Let's go. Who's that, Pierpont? Yeah. Greenfield, Carson above his bed.
God, this is ridiculous.
That's what we're talking
Greenfield,
about.
Who's your team?
Oh, my God.
I'm from Florida, but I like the Seahawks.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, I chirp with you a lot on Seattle because you're always so low on them.
Yeah, very low. You know how it is. All right. So I got both of you guys in here. You guys are the OG Snapback fam. But let's hear. What are your questions? You can both ask or you can get it on a debate, whatever you want.
I just wanted to know.
Yeah, winners first. Pierpont, go ahead. Eagles fan.
Why are you such an Eagles hater?
I mean, on my screen, he's over there. On your screen, he's probably over there. It's my co-host, Abe. That's why I'm an Eagles hater. I just despise everything and everyone about them.
Jalen Reagor then?
Why? What about Jalen Reagor?
I thought I heard you like hating on him.
No. There's no hating the pick. The conversation about Reagor was one. You could have gotten Justin Jefferson, right? They took Reagor first.
Mm-hmm.
So my theory was, okay, you could have at least traded back. Or you were so close to getting CeeDee Lamb. Why not make that move if the draft capital? I just didn't like where they made the pick. I didn't think they got the maximum value, even though Reagor was their guy. There wasn't any, at least public indication, that he was going to be taken off the board and they had to take him there. Abe, you don't have to defend the pick.
No, I'm not defending the pick, but you're saying there was no public defense, like that Jalen Reagor was going to be there and the guy.
We don't know.
Leading up to the draft, that's all was coming out of Eagles camp is how much they like this Reagor kid.
Right, but I'm saying the rest of the league.
Right, and Ayuk at Arizona State.
Yeah, and but the thing with Jefferson is he was the second receiver, so he was guarded by the
This is second classic. Cornerback. Fucking, I didn't mean to curse, but it just is so Philly. If you guys had drafted Justin Jefferson, this guy, he was an LSU national.
Wait, Pierpont, talk to me about how fire the Jalen Hurts pick was. You talked yourself into that one?
Oh, no. That's horrible. That was
horrible. All right. There we go. There we go. All right. Greenfield, what do you got for me?
My question is...
You want to know why I think the Seahawks suck.
Yeah, because I personally think we improved. I mean, we drafted some pass rushers, and I think a lot of it depends on if we re-sign Clowney. And we upgraded our offensive line as well. We drafted Damian Lewis. We signed some decent offensive linemen like Finney and Chill.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know why you think like the Seahawks are going to miss the playoffs, especially since now there's seven teams who can make the playoffs.
That's a fair point. Why are the Seahawks not going to make the playoffs? I think the Rams are going to be better this year. I think the Cardinals are going to be better this year. I think the Niners are still going to be good. So what did they go in the division last year? Do you know off the top of your head?
Well, I think we split with the Cardinals. I think we split with all three.
Okay. So you go 3-3 in the division. Last year, you got a fairly easy division in the AFC North. We obviously smacked you guys in Seattle. I mean, that was a demolition. But you barely beat the Bengals. You beat the Steelers, right? Ben was out, and there was a pick six. Yeah, that was close. You played the Browns. You beat the Browns, who weren't very good last year. So, and then you went you won like 11 games by one score. So
close game regression.
Close game regression. And there is 100% an argument to be said. Russell Wilson wins more close games than the rest of the league because he is clutch and he's a primetime performer. But to win if they flipped one score games, I think the Seahawks were 3-13, which is nuts to think about. So I just think even if you get a better ramp, maybe they go 2-4 in the division. Maybe you then have – what divisions are you playing on your schedule?
We have AFC East, and I think we have the NFC East.
Okay. Well, I mean, if that's the case, then you do have theoretically 8 games that shouldn't be insanely tough because those are the two.
I don't think we play the Seahawks this year.
Yeah, we do. We do.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What? Those are the two worst divisions in the NFL.
The AFC East and the NFC East,
maybe AFC South, but two of the three worst divisions without a doubt. And that's not even dissing. It doesn't have to be a diss on the Eagles. It's just a fact.
That's true.
So
I think we should be able to win all 8 of those games, but I think we'll drop maybe to the Cowboys.
All 8? Did you just say all 8?
Well, I think we have the potential to win all 8. I don't think we will. There's
no chance you win all 8.
I think we lose to the Eagles when we play them.
Literally 0% chance.
Good call. That's a good pick.
Yeah, I think we lose that one. And then
good call.
I think we'll drop the Bills game, definitely.
Greenfield, I have a question for you. How, on a scale of 1 to lock him up in prison, how dirty was that Jadeveon Clowney hit?
It was pretty dirty. I'm not going to be biased against that. It was pretty dirty. Like, it was right on the helmet. I think he...
Wait, so yeah, I know. What do you think about... Do you think they're going to re-sign Clowney?
I don't know. We have, like, a tight cap space situation right now. I think we're a little... Yeah. Like, our cap space is a little under than what he wants per year.
Speaking of Jadeveon Clowney, I saw a report today. I'm pulling it up right now.
I think he's going to Baltimore.
I saw a report.
Anyone? And thoughts?
Yeah.
I think it's between the Seahawks and Titans, but I know the Browns put in like a very...
Yeah, that was it. The Browns have put in the biggest offer by far, and if he wanted to be in Cleveland, he would have been in Cleveland a month ago.
This is perfect explanation for our belief of you can't pay a quarterback. Like, the Browns have actually signed everyone under the sun for a max deal, and they can still afford the highest paid free agent on the market. Because Baker's on a rookie contract. Like, it's actually insane that how could they signed Austin Hooper to a fake contract? Like, what? How do they have so much cap space?
And when are you going to realize the salary cap is a myth?
It's literally a myth.
Reconstruct this to get that in guaranteed in a signing bonus.
I think we might need a Greenfield Pierpont side bet for Eagles Seahawks this season.
Eagles Seahawks? Are they playing in Philly?
Yeah, I think
it's a Monday night game.
Because we all know the Eagles. We all know the Eagles suck in Seattle.
And you guys suck against Seattle.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, Abe's audio is great.
Yeah, his audio went out.
That being said, we do suck against Seattle, but there's no shot we lose.
I don't think it's on the road in Philly. I think we lose that one. Definitely.
I always say there's no shot we lose against Seattle.
All right,
we went 13-3 that year.
Dude, Pierpont, there's no shot we lose ever.
Who has a better record this
year? We're going 16.
Good question. Eagles or Hawks?
The Eagles have a mediocre schedule. So I
think Seattle goes 10-6, maybe 11-5.
I'm going to take us based off what Jack said in the division. We have an easier.
I think 7-9 wins. 7-9 wins for Seattle.
I mean, I think at worst we can do 9-7 or 7-9.
I'm saying
Seattle's a very interesting situation this year because they won so many games last year just on the back of Russell Wilson, whereas their defense was giving up over 23 points per game nearly week in and week out, and Russell Wilson was having absurd success still at that level, and it was an MVP candidate. So if things go right and Russ isn't carrying the team, sure, why not? But you won't win in Philly. No shot.
I don't think we win that game. I think we definitely drop that game. It'll be close, but I think we do lose that game.
It'll probably be 230.
So, Abe, I got a question for you.
What's up, my brother?
So I'm going to St. Joe's next year.
Oh, let's go.
And I was just like, what's the best places to eat around there?
Get into my DMs and we'll talk. I'll give you a lot of recommendations.
One suggestion on the air for a place in Philly?
I mean, there's a million restaurants in Philadelphia. So you're talking my difficult. My favorite low-key cheesesteak place. I'll give you that.
Larry's?
No, Cleaver's. It's in Center City. I think it's on like 13th and or 16th and Locust or something. Fire.
So good. Abe can't even, he doesn't even know where it is.
Well, yeah, get it delivered. You don't need to know where it is.
Ooh, you got delivery?
2020.
All right, boys. We will see you. What week is that, Eagles Hawks?
I'm not sure. I think it's maybe
later in the year.
It's got to be later, yeah.
Later in the year.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
Okay, right, I'll see you in
peace.
Blaz. See ya.
Blaz, facts. Mm-hmm. Pierpont is a big Blazer.
I forgot Pierpont was a diehard Birds fan.
Yeah.
And he's still here.
All right. We had a nice audience drop off because, you know, they didn't get a chance to ask a question. But I think it's cool to be able to see the podcast, how it's done behind the scenes. So this was a lot of fun.
Funny because we probably had our least amount of technical difficulty on this episode.
Yeah. I mean, your audio does go out from time to time, but
June 1, baby.
We're getting a new computer for AV, baby.
June 1, baby.
I do think it's a sick idea. We're going to get someone big in here. And I mean, they might not be that big, but.
Oh, they'll be huge.
They'll be bigger than eight.
No, we'll get Mahomes, and then we'll get
people in. And
wow, this kid! Are you looking at the participants right now? This is not the way to get chosen. Oh, he sees that. Oh no, there he is. Please pick me, number one Steelers fan.
I'm down. It worked. I'm down. Let's go. Please pick me, number one Steelers fan.
I got a pee, Jack.
I know. I'm giving him 2 seconds, but we've had a lot of Steelers on the pod. Please pick me. You better unmute. Oh my God, what is this?
All right, so my debate question is why the Steelers are going to win the AFC North.
All right, tell me real quick.
You're actually preaching to the choir. Jack's big on
I think the Steelers are the third best team in the AFC, but I want to hear why they're going to be better than the Ravens.
All right, so first the Ravens have a way harder schedule. They have to play the Chiefs. That's like their – I think they're going to definitely –
play them last year.
Yeah, and the –
And the Patriots is our other first place game, so it's not harder, but continue.
And
don't you have to play the Bills?
We don't worry about the Bills.
But isn't theoretically the Bills harder matchup than the Steelers? Theoretically. I mean, than the Patriots?
Yeah, but I think the Steelers...
All right, so harder schedule out the window. What's your name, by the way?
Nick.
It says it right there.
No, it says, please pick me one. All right. Come on, Nick.
Week five, when the Steelers played the Ravens, when they had – so Ben was out. We had Mason Rudolph playing, and we had you guys beat. And then Earl Thomas happened, decided to take out Mason Rudolph. We had our third-string quarterback in, and the defense held Lamar to only 19 out of 28 passing, 161 yards, and 3 interceptions. The defense shut him down. And this year we play you on Thanksgiving night, and – when Lamar, you know, he's not known for his good performance in big games.
Oh, whoa, time out. Because in prime time, he destroyed the Patriots and destroyed the Rams. I was there in LA. In the playoffs, different story, but continue. Okay. And Nick, just to be clear, I actually have, that is a schedule loss for me. I think we will lose in Pittsburgh on Thanksgiving.
No doubt. That's a luck.
We will. But yeah, realistically, that's a schedule loss. So, all right. So we lose one game to the Steelers.
You're definitely losing to the Chiefs.
Facts.
I don't know if you can say that.
How? Dude, Mahomes is going to pick apart your defense.
Well, we have the best secondary in football.
I don't know about that.
We now have linebackers. For the first time, the game is in Baltimore. The last two times we played in Kansas City. The first time we played, we lose an OT because Eric Weddle can't track a fly ball. The second time...
What happened to your team having the best secondary?
What?
What happened to the Ravens having a good defense?
When? When they lost to the...
You just said they had a good defense.
We did have a good defense. We didn't have... I said we had the best secondary.
This is so fun on my end.
I said we had the best secondary. The Titans killed us, but Tannehill had like 40 yards. So, all right.
I'm just concerned that he just named why the Steelers are going to be so good, and I didn't hear James Washington or Benny Snell's name once.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Benny Snell's the backup running back.
Come on. Watch your mouth. That's snapback pod, Benny Snell.
Yeah, but James Conner's better.
All right. Abe, you were right with your prediction. We should have never let him on. But then he pulled out the Penn State. So there we go.
We are, baby.
Nick, if you want to make a bet on the AFC North, you know my Instagram handle, at Jack Settleman. Hit me, all right?
All right.
All right. I'll post it to Snapback Pod so it's official. And we'll
Thanks
see,
for coming
we'll
on.
See who wins.
All right.
All right. Peace, Nick.
Peace.
Yeah. All right. These kids should have, or adults or whoever in here, I kind of like the idea of putting your allegiance as your name or like your take. We should do that.
Like sign up as the.
No, like, yeah, somebody wrote.
Like someone just wrote double hot takes.
Like if I saw that, like someone wrote something about like the Cowboys.
I can't
earlier,
stop. I think I'm addicted to this.
Jack, I got to go to the bathroom. So
hold on.
Bad.
Double hot takes. I just want to hear them. We don't even have to debate them and then we're done. All right.
Yo.
Double hot takes. What are the hot takes? And if they're not hot,
you look like a kid I went to high school.
All right, man. So first one, we got no sports on right now. So, and college basketball got cut short. But Duke Carolina is the best rivalry in sports, period.
Hot take. You came on the podcast.
That is a room temperature take at best.
That is a freezing cold take. Okay.
Number two.
Talking about, dude. I mean, I get Red Sox, Yankees, and all those others.
No, there are other ones, but that's not hot. Like Duke Carolina is always at the top.
That hot take would be like someone coming on and saying like Nebraska, Iowa, or Penn State.
Dude, who was that earlier?
True, dude. Yeah. But I also think Steph Curry. Well, Steph Curry, I think, will also go down as a top 9 or 8 player all time.
Okay, now we're talking. Abe doesn't like Steph
Curry. No, what? I used to hate him.
Yeah.
But I don't think...
That's definitely a hot take. That's pretty high for Steph. For a lot of people like to say Steph Curry isn't good at basketball.
Is it? People think that maybe Tim Duncan's a top 10 player of all time, and Steph Curry has 2 MVPs to Tim Duncan's 1. He's got 3 rings to Tim Duncan's 5. And he
finals MVPs, though?
Yeah, I think Steph...
And he revolutionized the game. Steph will always be known for that.
That's the thing. If you look at the impact of the game, like, you had MJ that made the game go, you know, towards the athletic, Steph kind of brought it back towards you had to be skilled, and you can, you know, brought it back to where smaller people now and stuff like that. But I think that Steph... especially if he gets another ring without KD, which they can do because they're going to get a high draft pick this year, they can either flip that or they can get a prospect, and you know who knows what they'll turn out to be. I think that the Warriors do have a chance, you know, in the coming years to get at least one more title. And I think then Steph would have a much better case. I honestly think that if Klay Thompson didn't get hurt last year, they would have beat Toronto.
No doubt. Not no
and
doubt.
I think that would have. I
Not
think
Klay Thompson, Abe.
Oh, I was thinking
KD. All right. No. Well, double hot take. My response is
that was like a fraction of a hot take.
Not that hot. Definitely not a double. And I think that if Steph Curry can carry Andrew Wiggins to a title, that probably places him top 5 of all time.
Isn't it funny to think that if the NBA doesn't come back, which all signs are pointing to it is, the Warriors' finals streak is going to continue.
Yeah, well,
what do you mean?
True, but,
there will be no finals this year, and then they'll go back right again next year.
Right,
if it doesn't come back.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I think Steph, I've gone on record probably incorrectly and said Steph was the best player in the league.
Well, Steph, I think Steph gets a really bad rap because the way when you look at a lot of his finals, except for 2016, you can't really excuse that.
Bad rap? But
he does. Steph has a terrible rap.
Dude, shut up. Can you look at
it? It's true.
That is malarkey.
No, it's true.
A bad rap? Why? Because he didn't win finals MVP? That's a joke.
Well, hey, you know, players, I don't feel like respect him as much as they do others. Like,
well, the unanimous MVP is horseshit, but okay.
Well, he shouldn't have been the first one, but he deserved it that year.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, Shaq in 2000 should have been the first unanimous, or Jordan in 96. I mean,
or LeBron in just like any year.
All right, double hot take. Your takes weren't hot enough for me. I appreciate the insight, but...
Where are you calling from?
Yeah, where are you from?
I like to know where people are from.
Bro, small town, northeast North Carolina, dude.
Die hard
Carolina fan. I don't really pull that hard for sports teams because there's nothing around here but die hard Carolina fan.
Jack and I have been meaning to do a snap, but we've been talking about we got to go down to a Carolina Duke game. So we'll hit you up.
Yeah, you got tickets?
I got tickets to the Yale game this year when it came down to
you can keep those.
I also went to the homecoming game against Duke, the football game.
Very cool.
So yeah, man.
All right, brother. Thanks for coming on.
All right, we're gonna end the pod here. Snapback fam, if you listen to the whole thing, all you have to do to get on the pod when we do this again is shoot me a text. Send a text message to 917-905-9069 with the word pod or podcast. Then I'll be able to send you the link for when we do this again. It was a ton of fun. We're hopefully going to have some social clips out there. I don't think I'm going to post the whole thing to YouTube, but I'm not sure. But this was fun. All right, Abe's audio is just toast at this point, so I'll just close it out and say the Eagles suck and he can't really respond. He can just sit there. All right, Snapback fam, much love. Peace.